Okay, I don't Twitter, but if you do, then you'll like this. It's called Twaggy, and Dave's on the phone. Basically, if you send them the Twitter, they will turn it into a cartoon. Dave, is that right? Tell me about this.
You know, on Facebook and other photo type shops, you sites, you have tags.
Right.
So a person can be tagged, and therefore their name is identified with a picture of themselves. In the Twitter sphere, everything has a W in it, so a tag becomes a twag.
Oh, I see.
And that's where we get twaggies. We take a tweet and we draw it up, and we identify the owner of the tweet with the picture.
I see. So who draws the cartoons and the pictures that go with the tweets?
At the moment, it's mainly Kirsten Essenprice.
Right.
We have had other illustrators in the past.
They're pretty good. So what happens? Do people tweet to your site and then you turn it into a twag?
It has happened that people have sent us twags, either via email or direct message on Twitter. But usually we go out there and we find them.
Oh, okay.
It's more like a surprise for the author.
And would the people that have tweeted know that they've been turned into a twag? Do you tell them?
Yeah, well, as soon as we publish it, we then go out into the Twitter sphere and say, hey, guess what? You've been twagged.
You've been twagged. I like a couple of these. It's so peaceful working at night. Somebody tweeted the hum of the fridge, the crickets, and the cat yakking up a massive hairball on the dining room table. Of which you have a little cartoon of a cat and a hairball about 50 times the size of it.
Yeah.
The other one I like is, my dad has a theory that the world will end when the world's unpopped popcorn kernels explode all at the same time, which also goes with a nice nuclear cloud coming out of a saucepan.
That was an original tweet by Annie Colbert from Alltop.
So if anybody wants to be involved, what's the website then, Dave?
Twaggies.com.